welcome in my friend and former Brewers pitcher. He played for a couple of other teams as well. His name is Paul Wagner. Paulie, what's happening?
Timmy, thanks for having me on, brother.
Yeah, I know you're a little pressed for duty here. We're going to get into this topic in just a little while, so I do want to ask you about it before we get to actual Brewers baseball. I don't know if you caught last night in Houston, the Chicago-Houston game, where a ball off the bat of Almero struck a young girl. And I couldn't read in all the studying I did. I don't know how old the girl was. Do we know, like 3 or 4, I'm going to guess? From a player's standpoint, when that happens, Almero Jr. was visibly shaken, and rightly so, man. That's got to be tough. But from a player's perspective, man, what goes through your minds?
Just the same way he reacted, because you just said you're the father of for 22 years. We all have children. We are baseball players. We do play the game of baseball. It's a fun game. People come and watch it. But again, we grew up with parents. We have children, we have grandparents, we have family, and when you see something like that happen, especially an uncontrollable, people not paying attention, a foul ball or a line drive like that, or even a baseball bat flying into the stands, man, it really touches everybody's heart because, again, we are human beings. Baseball players are humans and have hearts.
Yeah, we forget about that sometimes. We look up to you guys and ask for autographs, and you're Teflon, man, and but yeah, we forget that. Well, there's a private life. There's feelings in there. You guys aren't robots and things like that. That's just, man. And we're going to talk about a solution to that. But real quick, before we move on to Brewers, are you opposed to the netting all the way down to the foul poles?
No, I'm not at all. And only because the game is faster, it's quicker. Things are happening at a rapid pace. People. In the old days, there wasn't such thing as iPads, iPhones. People weren't checking scores, ordering on Amazon. They weren't doing things at the ballpark rather than just watching the ball game. There's so many things going on now in people's lives that when they go to the ball game to watch 9 innings of baseball, there's very few that actually pick up the scorebook or buy the program at the front gate, take it in, and actually keep score anymore. There's just so many things going on in society today. So wrap it up, make the nets. Obviously, we don't want to obstruct views or anything like that. But you know what? Protection because of the fact we are not 100% engaged in the game of baseball as a fan.
Yeah, that's – and we'll get into that conversation coming up in a little while, so stick around for that. Paulie Brewers into Pittsburgh for a 4-game set, and it was almost like a little bit of a respite here from Brewers baseball. They have a rare Wednesday off day yesterday. And they had the day off on Monday, so it's sort of right at the 1/3 mark, and we can reset and recalibrate. Pittsburgh did a deed on the Brewers going into the All-Star break last year. They seem to be a little bit better than a lot of people thought. Brewers, have they played their best baseball yet, Paulie?
The Brewers, no, absolutely not. And you look at that Pittsburgh team, we've always either we go in streaks with them. It's sometimes it's like we can't lose there, we can't win there. It's never a split the series type thing. It's always seems to be an all or nothing. I look at Pittsburgh's rotation. They should be a lot better than they are. But, you know, I am a Pittsburgh guy at heart. That's where I came up with in the big leagues. And I look at the trade that they made, especially the one to Tampa for Chris Archer. You lose a guy like Meadows, and you lose a pitcher like Tyler Glass now. I don't know where they're going. I know Pittsburgh's got Bell. Bell is on fire, maybe 18 home runs already. But you know what? We haven't reached our peak as a Brewer team. And maybe, just maybe, going into Pittsburgh right now, we grab some traction. And then we come back, and then Pittsburgh comes in the following week into Miller Park, and we just speed and take off.
Hey, is Josh Hader being utilized to the full potential of this organization?
Tough question. I, you know what? I got to look at the loss of Corey Knebel shuffles everything. We look at the blueprint from last year, and it worked almost immaculate. I don't think, you know, Josh Hader pitches 70 innings, strikes out 150 guys, gives up one run. You know what? That was just a crazy situation that all worked out good. Josh has obviously got an electric arm. He loves being in the bullpen. That's what he likes. He likes to not know. From what I gathered from our small conversations at Brewers on Deck and stuff like that, he enjoys the phone ringing and getting the blood pumping as a fast or of a quick of a button, rather than, you know, thinking, hey, I start in 5 days, or I have a bad start, now I have to go back again in 5 days. So I think Josh is in a comfortable situation, and that's what you always want to do as a manager. And I'm sure Craig is and Chris have had many, many conversations with Josh and how to utilize him, how many days off he really needs after pitching 30 pitches, two innings, et cetera, et cetera. So use his abilities. Sometimes don't always, not always greener. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, you know. Keep him in a comfortable role, and let's just continue with the success we have and build around him.
The Brewers' offense here, Paulie, I still think have not really found a rhythm, and we can point at Jesus Aguilar and Eric Thames to a degree. Certainly Travis Shaw, when he's down in the minors here and still sort of struggling to find it a little bit. It seems to me this year that the other guys are focusing in and really trying to bear down against this Brewers' offense.
And advanced scouting. You know, that's what it does. I'm not saying the Brewers snuck up on anybody last year, but maybe like a Jesus Aguilar. The Brewers have always had sneak-up guys. We've always had guys that kind of come out of the woodwork and turn into superstars for maybe a year. We've had the Jonathan Villars, the Domingo Santanas. Orlando Arcia struggled in the beginning last year. Jesus Aguilar. We've had guys that have come back. But once you go through this league, there's so much money in scouting, sabermetrics, numbers, advanced scouting. Hey, I tell you what, Timmy, it's a hard gig to try to fool people. You know, everybody says, oh, he can hit this. He hit 30 home runs this year. He's going to hit 40 this year. Well, you know what? If you hit 3 home runs off of me last year, I'm only going to let you hit 1 home run off of me this year. So, you know, it's a counter. It's a teeter-totter.
No, I've talked to some of these ball players, and they're like, hey, man, a hanging slider, oh, there ain't nothing. People at what I've asked these guys, what's the best pitch? Fastball right down the middle, fastball middle in, belt high. Hanging slider is what they just love. on the other side, though, you as a pitcher, oh man. And I know you've ripped on yourself a little bit here and there, but the hanging slider from the other viewpoint, you know it when it leaves your hand, don't you?
Oh yeah, you know, and you just squint your eyes. And you try to like, you hope he misses it rather than crushing over to your head, swinging over your head.
No, just come on, hang a few sliders and get the Brewers offense into some rhythm. Hey, man, I know you're busy, so we're going to cut you loose right here. Paulie, we'll talk soon on the postgame show for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, Timmy. Have a good one.
Yeah, you got it. There's Paul Wagner, former Brewers pitcher, talking a little baseball here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.